Hey, good morning, my friends. We are on day 37. We're getting closer and closer. It's entitled Living as Angels. And in this chapter, I brought up the very sometimes challenging issue that many of us have with prayer. As we're doing more and more praying now as we get closer to Yom Kippur, we'll be spending the whole day in prayer. And that is, to what degree is God listening to our prayers? And I quoted Rabbi Soloveitchik, great rabbi of the 20th century, who explained that God always hears our prayer. We refer to Hashem as a Shomea Tfilah, one who listens attentively to our prayers. But Rabbi Soloveitchik continued to say that God isn't always a mekabel tefillah. He doesn't always accept our prayers favorably. We know that God doesn't always answer yes. All of us, I'm sure, at some point have prayed for something and unfortunately not gotten it. And it's a huge disappointment when Hashem doesn't grant us our wishes. And sometimes we might imagine that, you know, maybe Hashem's not listening. But we believe Hashem is always listening. And just because we don't get what we want doesn't mean He wasn't listening. And I referenced when my kids were little and they would ask for something, and I was always the pushover in my family. But on those rare moments when I conjured up enough guts to say no to my kids, which is, by the way, important at times, their response was almost always, "You're not listening." And my response to them was, "I am listening." And I said in the chapter, "Just don't think a 16th candy bar is a good idea right now." And I'm making a joke of it, but we often think, like children do, that if we don't get what we ask for, it must be that Hashem's not paying attention. But the answer, unfortunately, could simply be that it's not meant to be, or it's not meant to be now, at least. And therefore, we have to continue to pray, maybe for another time. So God's always listening, and our prayers matter. And in the Ne'ilah, which is the final prayer service of Yom Kippur, we say that God takes all the tears from all the prayers of the Jewish people, and He puts them in a jar, and He saves them. God cherishes our prayers. We are not wasting our time when we daven. We are developing a close and personal relationship with Hashem and working on a talk right now for Yom Kippur Day about the power of tefillah and what tefillah is about. It's not simply getting what we want. It's about really connecting and bonding with Hashem. And that is one of the points of Yom Kippur in general as we get closer to Yom Kippur this coming week. And that is, it's a day of tremendous, tremendous closeness. And that's why we have a very strange tradition on Yom Kippur. The rest of the year, when we say the Shema out loud, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, we say the next line, Baruch Shem Kavod, Malchuto L'Olam Ve'ed, blessed be the name of God's kingdom forever and ever. We always whisper that line. Why? Because we have a tradition that when Moshe ascended Har Sinai, Mount Sinai, to receive the Torah, he overheard that phrase from the angels. He overheard the angels declaring God's praise and saying, Baruch Shem Kavod, blessed is the name of the glory of his kingdom forever and ever. And Moshe overhears the phrase, he shares it with the people. So in a sense, he stole it. He took it from the angels. And since, as the Talmud says, just like a husband who steals jewelry for his wife, he asks her not to wear it publicly, so too, in regard to this stolen angelic phrase, we don't want to be too ostentatious with it. And therefore, we recite the celestial phrase, Baruch Shem Kavod, in an undertone. But one day a year, on Yom Kippur, we say this line out loud. After we say the Shema, we proudly yell out, Baruch Shem Kavod Malchut Olam Ved. Why? Because on Yom Kippur, think about it. What are we doing? We are all considered angels. On this one day of the year, through all of our prayers and observances, we transform ourselves into angels. One of the reasons we don't eat, we don't drink, we minimize our physical activities, we wear white, we pull back one day of the year to remind ourselves that we could live as angels, that we can aspire to a greater and more lofty existence. And I always like to say that Yom Kippur is that one day that you create. It's creating a memory for the rest of the year. It's really a motivational memory so that you can look back at the day of Yom Kippur and you can say, whoa, look how holy I was in that day. Look how I went without eating or drinking and just praying basically all day, not needing anything physical and just being a spiritual being. I can live as an angel. Maybe we're not meant to live that way all year, but we need one day of the year where we can look back ourselves and do that. And that's what prayer is about also, having that real connected moment. So on Yom Kippur, this Yom Kippur, Wednesday night, Thursday, when we deprive ourselves of food and drink, let's not just look at, oh God, we're like being ascetics. No, what we're doing is we're reminding ourselves that we can aspire to more than just our physical existence. And we mimic the angels. And after the Shema, when you sing, and you say, Baruch Shem Kavod Malchut Olam Ve'ed, out loud, not in a whisper like we do the rest of the year, that is a reminder to us that Hashem is always listening. Even if He doesn't grant us what we're always asking for, Hashem is a Shomea Tfilah. He is a listener. of our prayers. He wants a relationship, and we can live a lofty existence just like angels.